Welcome back to Internet Frenzy.
Welcome back, guys. What's up, Frenzy Gang?
What's good? What's happening? Today's kind of a big deal. Kind of a big day.
Today's a almost the most important day. My birthday's next week, so that's more important, but today's pretty important.
What is today?
Today is Mother's Day, and I'm a mom.
That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Well, before we get into the episode this week,
Yeah.
let's recap the fate from last week.
Oh, I'm so excited to tell you guys.
Wait, what are you doing? Get cozy.
What? Wait. This is actually kind of nice. This is heavy material, by the way. This is not the cheap stuff, you guys. This is like super thick. I have a concussion.
Smoked.
Oh my gosh, look how stretchy this is. Okay, for those on the podcast listening, Joe just gave through, chucked at my face, a Cozy's blanket. If you have never heard of them, go to their website. I'm telling you, we not only have the blanket here to show you, we also are wearing their pajamas, and they are so soft and cozy and breathable. They're perfect for Arizona girlies and men. Joe is also repping the pants.
She had to wake me up from a big fat nap in these things to even do the podcast. These are so comfy.
So true.
Big shouts to Cozies, you guys. Go buy some stuff. Go get yourself cozied up. Pretty cool thing with Cozies. They sent us this little care package here, and in it they had a note. It had their story, and they detail. So if you order from them, you would receive this too. They detail that they struggled with infertility. That's something that hits particularly close to home for us. We have friends that are going through it right now, and just a really just a tender spot for us. So it's pretty cool. They talk about how that's where their journey started, was to kind of support their IVF journey. They started making these products, and they are next level products. They're super comfy. Just a brand that we love to support because stuff sucks to go through.
I definitely felt like when I read this, I like got a little emotional because it definitely hits close to home. We dealt with infertility for 2.5 years and it was so isolating, so hard.
Like, I love that they're going through one of the hardest things you could go through at the time.
Yeah.
And like, however that transpired for them, they wanted to like create something to provide comfort.
Yeah.
And like, they do just that. These are awesome.
Anyways, if you're listening on the pod, go check our YouTube or our social media and you can see what they look like. But it's beautiful. It's so high quality. You're not going to find anything better or more comfy than these.
That's right.
I love this brand.
Last week was celebrity time. You remember?
Yeah.
You might not remember all the stories because we did 150,000 of them, but
Oh,
they were
wow.
fun. Here's a quick overview. So we started the podcast with your most painfully cringy moment of your entire life with Somo. Was that true?
Yeah, that is
That
100% true.
actually happened.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
Wow.
you. He probably would remember too.
Oh, he probably does. He's like, oh, Arizona. I don't know if I want to go back there.
He probably hasn't been back since.
You'd probably know.
Yeah.
That'd make you feel some type of way if you came back.
You got me there. Oh my gosh.
Got ya. Then we have Adam Sandler, the contractor at Adam Sandler's house. True or fake?
True.
That's right. That really happened. Then we have Abby Lee Miller in the movie theater. Remember that one?
Yeah, true.
Curse the girls with diarrhea. We don't know for sure. She, obviously, she didn't really curse them, but that was a real story, real post.
That's embarrassing. She posted that.
And we have Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel keeping it low key at the Grizzlies game. It's obviously real.
Obviously.
Obviously. And we had my experience with Donovan McNabb. That was pretty embarrassing and real. Then we had Kris Jenner checking the vibes.
Fake.
Big fake.
Big fake.
I would love to know if you guys listening, if you guys picked that out or if you thought something different, let us know on the socials. That was the fake. Then we had the Elon Musk story. Really short, fun one. Apparently that happened according to Reddit. And then Ashton Kutcher, the murder thing that happened.
Yes, I had a few people message me screenshots because they were like, I had to go look to see if this one was real.
Super real.
And so they went and looked and it was real.
That is a fact. So it was kind of a fun episode, something different. But this week, we're going to get back to the basics.
Yes.
Lots of am I the a-hole?
Yes.
With some other stuff maybe mixed in there.
Love.
So the title for this week is Whose Mom is the AH?
I'm ready.
Are you?
Perfect for Mother's Day.
Perfect for Mother's Day. We could just be like singing all the mom's praises. That's what you all deserve. Y'all deal with a lot. But instead, we're going to find the times where maybe we're not so proud.
Fair.
All right. Can I start?
Yes, please start.
Dibs first. Internet frenzy. Electric love so trendy. Bites in this world blending. One click, no pretending. This one comes from Rant, from the subreddit Rant. You got me flowers and a card for Mother's Day, and I still feel like crap. I'm not trying to be that wife, but seriously, I've been sitting with this all day and I need to vent. I, 24F, have been married to my husband, 26M, for 2 years. We're not trying for kids yet, probably not for another couple years, but I still thought Mother's Day would be a thing. I'm a dog mom. I do all the emotional labor in our household. I keep his life on track. So yeah, I thought maybe he'd want to make me feel special today. Instead, I got a last-minute bouquet from the grocery store, still had the price sticker on it, LOL, and a Hallmark card with some generic, you're going to be a great mom someday, message inside. That's it. No breakfast in bed, no little gift, not even coffee. I had to ask her to unload the dishwasher because I was being moody. I know some of you are going to say, he got you flowers and a car. What more do you want? But like, I always go above and beyond for him. For Valentine's Day, I made a whole scavenger hunt with inside jokes, his favorite snacks, and a message at the end. For his birthday, I booked a weekend trip and handled everything. Meanwhile, I get daisies from Safeway and a half-hearted, you'll be a great mom one day. That's cool. It's not even just about today. It's like he never thinks. I told him a week ago that Mother's Day was kind of hard for me because my mom and I are estranged and I wanted to feel a little love. He nodded, said he understood. Then today rolls around and it's like bare minimum vibes. Also, I'm sorry, but is it that hard to listen when I say I like lavender and peonies? I've told him a dozen times, but he always just grabs whatever bouquet is cheapest or closest. It's not the money. I don't need luxury, but like effort. Anyway, he's now sulking because I wasn't grateful, and I'm the bad guy because I said this just made me feel forgotten. I'm tired of being the one who has to make everything special. It's exhausting. Whatever. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms and almost moms out there. Some of us are just out here emotionally mothering grown men, I guess.
Preach. I think he's the asshole.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't even write in the card.
No, I think he did. I think he wrote that you're going to be a great mom someday. Oh. I guess you can't really tell. But
yeah, it sounded like he just gave her one that already had something in it. And then that was it. And then flowers that she doesn't even like.
She's also not a mom.
So, I wasn't a mom for many years, and it was really hard. And she already has mommy issues, so it's already a harder day.
So, the fact that she has mommy issues is understandable. Like, that would make it more difficult, for sure. But she didn't say that she's trying for kids. She said they're waiting a couple of years.
Yeah, but when you don't have children, Mother's Day, you're celebrating your mom. And so, like, growing up, that's all I thought about was, like, my mom celebrating her.
Yeah.
And then when I did start to try to have kids, that's when I became like sad because the Mother's Days were depressing because I wasn't a mom yet.
Mm.
Especially she communicated with him what she wanted and he still didn't do it. I think the breakfast in bed, like she doesn't need to get that, but he should have put more thought into it. And if she's told him, these are my favorite flowers and this is what I want, go get her what she wants.
Like, some of us don't know different types of flowers.
There's workers that do.
Like, when I go to Trader Joe's, I'm not like, hey, where's the peonies?
But you know what those are.
I might know them if I saw them.
Really?
I know what they are by title.
Joe got me flowers. They're the ones on the left. He did Snow White colors. It was so cute. Our daughter is obsessed with Snow White. Here's the thing. Okay, so Joe got me flowers. They're red and yellow with some like white, what are those flowers called?
Don't know.
Joe's me and I'm like, oh my gosh, Snow White colors. And he was like, what? No, these are Mother's Day colors. I'm like, what? I didn't know Mother's Day colors were red and yellow.
I mean, that's in my mind. If you were looking at a calendar of all the months of the year, and it was color coordinated like they used to do in school.
Okay.
May is going to be red.
No.
Or yellow. Yeah. Ask anyone. Like a dark red like those. I swear. If I'm wrong about this.
Really?
Then I'll admit that I was wrong. But I feel like May is like a reddish month. April is like light pink.
Yeah, it's always like pastel.
June is blue.
Really?
Yep. And then July is like dark blue, maybe. I don't know. Maybe this was just one calendar I had one time when I was a kid, but it's like, it's in there.
Wow.
And you say Snow White colors. Snow White's dress.
Is it blue?
Is all blue. And it has like accents that are red and yellow.
Stop. Okay. But there is red and yellow on there.
Yeah, but that's like, well, that's Mother's Day.
Oh, well, I would love to hear you guys' thoughts on that.
You didn't tell them what else you said.
What'd I say?
You said, oh, you didn't give me a bouquet?
I was just surprised because Trader Joe's has them already made. So you handed me three different bags and I'm like, oh, I got to assemble it now. I just was confused. I was surprised you didn't just get a bouquet. It's cheaper. That's like literally what I thought.
Yeah, they were just out.
Yeah.
They were out of the bouquets.
Yes. There's last minute.
The individual ones. I'm like, grabbing different ones. I'm like, oh, this would look sick. Not thoughtless.
No, of course not. Well, thank you for my Mother's Day flowers.
You're welcome. We got them on the way home from your Mother's Day photo shoot.
Yeah, we took a photo shoot last night. It was so fun.
Okay, so here's a comment.
Okay.
So wait, you're mad he got you flowers and a card for a day that's not really for you yet? Like, yeah, maybe it wasn't perfect, but he did do something. This kind of just sounds like you're mad no matter what he does. IDK, it's giving nothing is ever good enough vibes.
I disagree.
That's crazy.
I just know a woman, and I just feel like she has expressed what she needs from him and wants from him. I just can feel it. And he's still not giving. And so that's frustrating. So yeah, you might lash out and be like, oh my gosh, he only got me one drink when I literally asked him yesterday for two. It's like, okay, well, you asked.
Or we didn't ask and you still pulled us anyway. Okay, here's somebody that was supporting her.
Okay.
Maybe more voices to echo you. I know are the people that listen to our podcast, they're all going to be supporting you. So that's fine.
You think so?
I don't think so. I think most of them.
I feel like I might be the odd man out here.
Doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody else said, nah, I get it. It's not about the flowers. It's about the thought. Like, yeah, he checked the box, but if you've told him lavender is your fave and he's out here grabbing daisies with the price tag still on it, it just screams, I remembered this 12 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You're not ungrateful. You're just tired of carrying the mental load.
Facts. It's so true, though. Do we all experience this?
Yeah, apparently. Gosh, I didn't get the freaking bouquet. Okay, I'm sorry you had to assemble the flowers yourself.
It's okay. No, I just didn't get breakfast in bed.
Well, and that's because every time I make you breakfast, it just gets cold.
In bed?
Well, I don't bring it up to your bed because I don't know when you're going to wake up. It's like I'm cooking breakfast at 8 a.m. and you're like, I wanted to wake up at 10. It's like, okay, well.
Am I the asshole for telling my husband what his mother has been doing? So yesterday was Mother's Day in Sweden, and it was my first ever Mother's Day. My daughter just turned 1 week this Saturday, and unfortunately, my husband worked this Sunday. So his mother texted me, telling me she would love to come over and help me to get the house in order and cook some food. I told her that she didn't have to, but she insisted, and I told her that I was so grateful. So she came around 7 in the morning and immediately talked about how messy it was and that we would have to do something about it. I said that I know, and I was, again, so thankful that she came. She said that it was the least she could do and asked to hold the baby. I handed her over and thought she just wanted to be with her before she got going. But immediately she told me that she got it and I could go on and do what I needed in the house. I was confused. And I guess she saw that because she said, to clean. That's why I'm here, right? I did not want to say anything and just started with it. At about 12, she asked if I was done soon because she was hungry. I said that I could take the baby so that she could go make herself something, to which she said that she would just wait until I thought that it was an appropriate time to eat. I was done at about 3 in the afternoon, and she said that I shouldn't hesitate if I need help again and that she was glad she could help me with everything. My husband got home at about 5, and he said something like, I'm glad she was such a help to you. I hope you got some rest this day. I told him that I didn't, and then I cleaned everything while his mother spent time at our sofa watching the baby. He told me that I couldn't be serious, but I assured him I was. He went out in the kitchen and called his mom. I don't know what was said, but she texted me later. She basically told me that this was the last time that she would ever help me and that I was ungrateful and sick if I thought she would clean someone else's house. She told me that she cleaned every day while my husband was a newborn and you didn't hear her complain. I feel like an ass and wonder if I should have just lied to my husband and if I'm ungrateful. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Mother-in-law. Monster-in-law. You don't offer to come over to clean someone's house?
And then not?
All the issues with this?
So I want to make sure we're clear here. So mother-in-law said I can come over and I can help clean?
Yeah, that's the way that she said it was my mother-in-law offered to come over to get the house in order.
Hmm.
So like, yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, I just don't see a world where you being 1 week postpartum, like this poor woman just barely gave birth and all she should be doing is sitting on a couch, sitting in her bed with that baby.
Yes.
Like if you want to offer help, the help is not to hold and get grandma time with your precious newborn while the postpartum mom is working like a busy bee cleaning the house. Sorry, but you're not actually helping.
That's gross.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Because guess what? She can, the mom when she wants to, she can feed the baby and then set the baby down in a swaddle and a bassinet, do a little chores here and there. The whole point is that the mom is exhausted.
Yeah.
That those first couple weeks after a baby is born, and months really.
Like, you look like death.
It is a level of exhaustion.
Yes.
That is... I truly, if you're not a parent, it's something that you will only ever understand when it's 3:45 a.m. and you're feeding a baby or rocking a hungry, sad baby. Like you have no idea. Like everything is just blah. And it's just survival.
It's horrible.
It's so brutal. It really is so brutal.
It's so exhausting.
It's amazing. And you look back and it's like, I remember those days of like, rocking Isla to sleep on our little rocking chair in the front room. And
yeah.
Just being so glad that she was just peaceful. I'm just like, this is the freaking best thing ever. Like, I just love her so much.
Yeah, I just pass out.
Gone her so quick.
Yeah, you could fall asleep standing up.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And I've gotten less like that as I've gotten older. When I was a kid, I would sleep anywhere. It's one thing to come for a visit, but if you're offering help,
yeah,
be helpful.
It's so crazy to me.
And then to have it be a point of animosity, this poor mom.
I know.
Like, she's like family drama, 1 week postpartum, and it's her first Mother's Day.
Oh, no. I didn't even think about that.
I don't know if it was Mother's Day, or she just became a mom, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, but hey, it was her first Mother's Day sometime.
Maybe today.
This party today. Happy Mother's Day. I hope things are well. Someone said, not the asshole, of course, but practice standing up for yourself, OP. It's not rude at all. I think there's been a misunderstanding. I thought you were offering to tidy up the house. I won't be cleaning today as I don't feel up to it.
It's like, yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to rest. All right. This one comes from, am I the a-hole? Am I the a-hole for forcing my husband to choose between me and his mother?
Okay.
We just love a good story like this. I, 31F, and my fiance, 36M, are set to get married in July this year. We met through a mutual friend earlier years ago, and our relationship progressed. He's literally the perfect guy, but the problem is his mother, Katie, in parentheses, fake name. Katie has been critical of me from day one. She often tells my husband that he could do better, and I'm just an uneducated slum. I could usually disregard her, but when he proposed, she went to a whole new level. The main incident occurred when we went to visit her a few days ago to announce our engagement. My future husband excitedly showed her the ring, but she just grimaced. She looked at him and I repeat, said, are you really going to marry that blank gold digger? The word in blank is a politically incorrect way to say, it's a word that starts with an R. A little context, I have high functioning autism. It doesn't affect me too much on a daily basis, but I have trouble interpreting emotion.
Aww.
After we got home, I sobbed and asked my husband to tell his mom this needs to stop. He didn't say much, just that he loves me and he will get better. but he can't say anything to his mom. When I pushed for answers, he said he can't do anything about it and left. His sister sent me a text later telling me I can't make him choose between me and his mother. I'm so confused because I literally didn't even ask him to do that. Is there something I'm missing?
The freaking guy is stupid. Is it over?
No.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, okay, keep going.
So there's two updates.
Oh my gosh.
First update. Hey y'all, thanks so much for all your replies. Sorry I didn't respond to any comments. I'm just in a really dark place right now. For the update. My fiance came home the next morning, 2 days ago, and started acting like everything was normal. He didn't even mention the fight we had. Finally, that night, I sat him down and asked him why he was acting normally. He responded that it was a minor fight and we shouldn't dwell on it. This made me mad because it was a big deal for me, and that fight made me question our relationship. I told him this, and he scoffed. In that moment, I looked at him and asked him, is it really not a big deal that your mother called me an R-word gold digger? He just scoffed again and said something about her getting older and not knowing what that meant. I was done at that point. His mother is 63 years old and acts the same way she did when I met her years ago. I packed a bag, called my friend to pick me up, and left. I've been staying at her place since then. Not sure where my life is headed now.
Oh, hon, I'm so sad for her. Please don't marry him.
Swerve, girl.
Like, swerve so hard.
Ready for update dose? Hey everyone, thanks so much for all your support. I'm so tired of everything right now. Here's the final update, I hope. As some of you may have seen, my fiance posted an AITA post earlier today. I haven't seen him since our last fight. He was pretty much getting destroyed in the comments, so that made me feel a little better.
Hell yeah.
Here is a link to his post.
No way.
Open that in a new tab. Already did. So we'll finish this one and then we'll go and read his. Or should we read his now?
Let's read his now.
Okay.
I'm dying to know his side.
So his post says, am I the a-hole for choosing my mom over my fiance? Hey Reddit, yesterday my friend sent me a post on this sub that was made by my fiance. She totally makes me look like the villain, so I just have to say my side. We've been dating for a while now and it's been great aside from the past few days. My mother, 63F, is a single mother that raised me and my sister alone. She has always been the most supportive mother ever and I love her to the end of the world. She is getting on in her years now and is not the same person she was. She has always been a little overprotective of me, and so she has never fully accepted my fiance. I didn't think it was that big of a deal since she doesn't say anything directly to my fiance. Then last weekend when we were announcing our engagement at her house, my mom wasn't too thrilled and I admit made a rude remark regarding my fiance's autism. We left quickly after and I comforted my fiance for over an hour. I ordered her takeout, made a bath for her, and put on a movie. I explained to her that my mom is getting older and doesn't have full control over what she says. My fiance kept pushing and I eventually snapped and told her I can't do anything about it. I'm not sure my fiance understands because she doesn't have a close bond with her mom. I stayed at my mom's house, went back in the morning. Long argument short, my fiance started blowing the comments my mother made way out of proportion, not even bothering to mention her age.
Are we?
Oh, her age. Like, she's just some dementia-ridden...
She's in her early
63.
60s. That.
63. Sorry, but that's not quite old enough to be like, oh, no. Say whatever I want and get away with it.
Yeah, no.
Like I said, my mom is old now. She doesn't understand this fully. She left and I haven't seen her since. Her friend contacted me and said, I'm the AH for choosing my mom over her. I'm not choosing my mom over her, though, and we are still getting married, so am I the a-hole?
What are the comments? Are
they just exactly... Oh, they're exactly what you would think. This is so funny. Age is not an excuse to be a crappy person. After 63 years, your mother doesn't have the self-control to keep rude comments to herself. You absolutely could have done something. You chose to not defend your fiance because you're too busy hanging on mom's teat. Sorry, I didn't know what I was going to say. They literally spelled T-E-A-T-Y-T-A and your fiance dodged an effing nuke.
Yes. Creep.
Big time. Somebody else said, my husband is going to be 62 in July. I didn't realize he is old and should no longer be accountable for what he says.
I love it.
Here's another good one. This one's got some colorful language in it, but I won't say it even one time. YTFing A.
Oh, wow.
Your mom called your autistic fiance a R-word gold digger. How is that not a big deal? There is no good flippant excuse for your mom to call her that. I'm not buying the whole age excuse because my mom is 5 years younger than yours and she's very much alert and aware of what is and isn't okay to say to other people. Unless your mom has early onset dementia, she knows exactly what the flip she's doing. You're a flippin' mommy's boy. You can't stand up for your fiance's dignity. That's flippin' pathetic. Shame on you.
Good.
Tell him.
He's getting ripped.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Shout out to him for, one, not deleting the post and not deleting his account.
Yeah, true.
Most people that get that eviscerated, they just disappear. They say that never happened.
You're right.
Somebody else said, perhaps you should have remained quiet and let us think you were an ass instead of posting and removing all doubt. Like, we already thought you were a piece of junk.
That's so true.
And then you're just like, no, let me tell you why I'm right about being a piece of junk.
It's because she's 63.
She's so old and decrepit and, like, she's my mom. I love her. So, back to OP's final update.
Oh, gosh.
So, anyway, after he posts this, he calls me and, like an idiot, I pick up. And let me tell you, this man did not sound stable. First, he was crying, begging for me back, and then he was screaming at me to get the F back here. It was heartbreaking to hear the man I thought I was going to marry sound so psycho. I reported the call just in case I needed evidence, and then I hung up and blocked him everywhere. About an hour later, he shows up to my friend's house acting crazy and saying some things I can't repeat here.
Oh my gosh.
I called the police and they took him away. I left to stay at a hotel. My friend has been really supportive, but I can't put her in danger. I hope this is the final update, but if anything else happens, is there a different sub I can post in? I feel like I'm deviating from AITA. Sorry if this isn't edited properly. I just can't with life today. Again, thanks for all the support. It truly means more than I can ever say.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of sounds like you dodged the crazy bullet.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. Your story was absolutely insane. And I just could not with that one.
I'm telling you, some people's moms out there just be acting crazy.
And they think they can get away with it. It's so ridiculous.
That one especially, like, using the R word. Are we so serious?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And high functioning.
No excuse.
No excuse.
Doesn't matter. Husband said, you aren't my mother, so I don't have to celebrate you on Mother's Day. Background. Been married to my husband for 2.5 years. I have 3 children and 3 stepchildren. Not only is it Mother's Day, but also my mother's birthday. His mother's birthday was last week. I thought of the present, bought it, planned a dinner for her, ordered, and bought the cake. She wanted to celebrate with her 98-year-old mother today. I did the same things for my mother today. He vacuumed before my parents came over. He grilled the steaks and salmon and helped clean up after dinner. That is it. I show up for all my stepkids' performances, games, school events. I plan their birthday parties and buy all their presents. Same with Christmas. I remind him of all these events. He rarely even knows what I get them. I do the same on any important holidays for him, birthday, anniversary, Valentine's, Father's Day, and Christmas. Hardly anything happened for me today. 2 of my kids said Happy Mother's Day. My 11-year-old stepdaughter also said it and gave me a very cute jar of all the things she loves about me. That's sweet. My 6-year-old son told me the present he bought me doesn't come until tomorrow. My 13-year-old daughter told me that she asked my husband to buy texts to help her with several things and he never responded. When she had asked me what I wanted, I told her updated pictures for my office, knowing it wouldn't be expensive to just print some of our favorite photos and it would mean a lot to me. Disappointed that all I asked of my 18-year-old son was to take a new picture with me and he couldn't be bothered. I was disappointed that my husband told me that you are not my mother and I didn't do anything for my kid's mother, so why would I do something for you? I am hurt and I feel bad for feeling hurt. I feel selfish. He did help with dinner, but all I would have liked would be a Happy Mother's Day from him and maybe a card. Bonus points if you could understand that helping the 13-year-old print some pictures would mean a lot to her and to me. That would have made me feel valued and special. I don't need the spa day, breakfast in bed, being celebrated every moment like my brother does for his wife, and I'm so happy for her that he does that. That isn't my husband's personality. I would never expect that. But is he too assholey to just want a little understanding for all the things that I do for all of our kids, even if it is a commercial holiday? He says that I'm mean and an asshole for being upset. I didn't yell and scream, just cried and didn't want him to cuddle me to ease his own anxiety.
I can't even believe that guys get a holiday too. Guys are just the worst. You feel?
I'm nodding my head very aggressively.
No, this guy was a piece of work, for sure. Here's the thing, though. My mind goes to a million different places. Let's just say men are men. Men are simpletons a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And
true.
Most men, most of our brains like to take the path of least resistance. So, like, whatever is the easier thing, a lot of times that's what gets done. And this is tough. I heard the part about him cooking and grilling food for everybody.
Yeah.
And that is it. It's like, you have to really look at what the expectations would be. What does she want? And then I need to do 25% more than that to make sure that you stay in
happy range for the woman.
The happy wife, happy life type stuff.
So there's a funny comment. Garlic Cheese Bread said, you can kindly repay the favor on Father's Day by not doing a beep thing for him and remind him he's not your father. So there's nothing to celebrate. And then they said, yes, OP should take the day for herself on Father's Day and her husband can spend the day with the kids. Seriously, OP is crazy if she does a thing for that a-hole on Father's Day.
There you go.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well, if you're not going to celebrate me, I'm not going to celebrate you.
Of course.
But it's sad because she seems like the type that she wants to celebrate him. She wants to, like, make it special and she wants the favor returned. Or what's the saying?
Yeah, it's cheap. She wants to feel special on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, this was 1 year ago. So who knows? Maybe this year he stepped up or they're divorced.
It's one or the other.
Facts.
And I bet he had a bang up Father's Day last year. I bet it was nothing. I bet she stuck it to him.
Yes, definitely.
Here's the thing, that their Father's Day and Mother's Day are so different.
Really?
Well, I look at your first couple of Mother's Days and like, what you had expressed to me at the time was that you didn't want to have to like grind over the kids stuff. So it was like I was going to change diapers. I was going to put her down and you were going to rest from your motherly labors and just be celebrated.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like that's good. That's fine. That's not the case on Father's Day.
Really? I feel like golfing is like the big thing for Father's Day.
When have I ever golfed on
Father's Day? I don't know. I just meant like in general. I'm not saying just you. So you feel like Father's Day, it's more like the father being around the kids.
Yeah, it's like I'm still just doing dad things.
Oh, okay.
And usually like we might be watching golf on Father's Day because that is, it's usually the U.S. Open falls on Father's Day. Mm. But like outside of that, it's kind of the same thing. I made us breakfast on Father's Day.
No way. What did I do for you on Father's Day?
But my whole point with all this was that it's not the same like, there's not this bar. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that moms, you guys are obviously way more hands-on with the kids. You're way more like, your whole life is tied to the title of being a mother. And so to be able to rest from that for a day is warranted. And I'm all for that. I'm not like begrudging about that. I just think it is interesting that it is not the same for fathers.
Yeah.
And I thought about that last Father's Day quite a bit, actually.
Okay, well, noted for this year.
No, but the roles are just different. And the moral of the story is, men, get your shiz together. Do what the wife wants, but do it better than she wants it.
Yes.
Do the chores. Don't complain. Have a good attitude.
Don't breathe.
Buy the nice things.
Give me a foot massage.
Give her a foot massage. If she gets moody, let it happen. It's Mother's Day. This day only comes around once a year, but somehow it's like, somehow it feels like every day is Mother's Day, you know?
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's men have to step their game up because we just fall short.
And there's some crazy mamas out there, so stay safe.
Yeah, so watch out for the crazy moms. Watch out for the crazy mother-in-laws. If they're offering the help, maybe make sure that they're not just expecting you to make a meal for them.
That I can't. Thankfully I never had that experience, but I cannot.
No.
With that one, I hope that was the fake.
I hope so too.
Yeah. What do you guys hope? Which one do you guys think's the fake? Let us know. Go to our social media. We got Facebook, TikTok, YouTube,
Instagram.
Instagram. That's mainly where we see you guys, and we so appreciate you. And one last shout out to Cozies. I felt so good this entire episode. Feeling so cozy and comfy.
So comfy and cozy.
It's so stretchy.
These PJs are not real.
Right?
They are so comfy.
These are probably the best PJs you've ever owned.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
Like, I've never really been a PJs person because usually I just sleep in the old undies. But these, I could sleep in these.
Yes, they're breathable too. It's not too, like you're not going to be sweating in them.
Yes.
That's what I love because they still have such a good quality, like, thick material, but it's breathable. So, anyways, I could go on and on about Cozies. Dense.
It's dense material.
Oh.
Is that the right one? It's like.
I don't know.
It's something.
But it's so stretchy. I need to just get up and show you guys the cute print. It's so freaking cute. And then I have my bows. So dang cute. I love her. Yeah, go to bed.
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
We're going to go to dessert together.
Now, when my daughter gets into her bed and she says, I'm not cozy. I'm not cozy.
Yes.
I know just what to give her. I'm going to give her my pajama pants and just like swaddle her up and let go to sleep.
She would sleep so good.
Straight up. Straight up.
All right.
Well, thank you guys for listening to another episode of the pod. Thank you for watching.
Wow.
Looking forward to seeing your comments on the social media. And last plug for the podcast, because it's growing. We love doing the podcast. Leave us a rating wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever it is. Drop us a rate if you're one of the regular listeners.
A good rate.
Yeah. I mean, the 5 stars are what's really going to help us get noticed.
And yeah, please.
It's fun that we've seen a correlation. They give us all the analytics. Like, if somebody gives a 5-star rating, it gets boosted. And all of a sudden, more people get eyes on the podcast. So it really does more than you think. But thank you for the support. We love you all. Have a good week. We'll see you all soon. Look forward to some fun episodes with some new guests.
Yeah, we've got a few guests coming on this week, and we're really excited about it. So we'll see you guys soon. Frenzies on 3. Or Internet Frenzy on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mom's Day.
Wow. It's my day. Give me your bliss. Let me cozy you up. It's so, yeah, no, you're not going to find better than this. I'm telling you right now.
No, I'm not.
Hey, it's such good quality.
Cozies. Give us an affiliate code because we love your stuff. We'll get you sales, bro.
Hi, Cozies. Thank you for our pajamas.
We love this stuff. It's so cozy.
I don't think I'm going to get Joe out of this blanket and pajamas for like 4 days.
Nope. Not going to be able to do. For my birthday, I want you to buy me the baseball one.
Okay, I'm going to get you baseball ones. They have really cool guy ones too.
Does this make me look jack?
Yeah. You like my pajamas?
Yeah, they're cool.
They're cute, huh? Cute little bows.
Happy Mother's Day. It's a good thing somebody got you something for Mother's Day.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.